It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 793.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
Big plans. I've actually got George off camera, but he's on a microphone. G'day, GB.
Hey, guys. Thanks for inviting me downstairs.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Just had to catch you off at the visual.
Quick game's a good game.
Yeah.
And okay. So, anyway, you gave me permission to do Fat Fridays.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I got permission just to be running Fat Fridays, but it just went that way. And it requires little effort from my mind to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I seem to have made it happen. I was pissed because I didn't want to pay for a Fat Friday moving forward because I wanted to put it on to the producers to be able to, you know, call businesses and just, you know, foot to the pavement and making it happen. But we've had to call in the big guns.
Well, GB, you haven't done that.
It's crept up, hasn't it?
It was meant to be this week that we did that.
Sorry about that.
And so you were going to actually go and do the whole Fat Friday.
Sorry, hey, the reason I didn't do the Fat Friday is because I was submitting for a business grant through the Victorian government.
Which will pay for our Fat Fridays.
For money.
And so anyway, when I asked you, hey, are you going to go do Fat Fridays? You said, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah.
What did I stipulate? Do you remember what I said?
I can't remember. Fuck, I actually wasn't listening because I was in the middle of filling it.
No, I said something like, oh, if you get Fat Fridays, should we make it our lunch? Should we make it? Should it be something?
And I said yes. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I totally removed that from my mind. And
really? Because you were trying to work out my gov and all that sort of thing. You get it all done?
Got it all done. Submitted it. Thanks for the support, VicGov.
And so anyway, I've come up with what I think is a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Apparently, this was also mentioned as an idea for Hump Day Replay. So, we've already got a bit of tension with content stealing.
Yeah. But they didn't get around to it because they did one show a week.
Exactly. And so, anyway, what I have and why I needed GB is Cadbury are on sale at the moment.
Cadbury, yeah.
Cadbury chocolate. And so, what I did was I went and got one of everything.
One of everything. Oh, my God.
One of everything from Cadbury.
I am so glad we did this grant.
And so, $27 to get basically one of every family block.
Wow.
Good deal, don't you think? $2.50 a block.
$27.
Well, we were looking up Cadbury blocks the other day online, and you can get a 50-pack for $250.
50-pack
And I was like, that doesn't seem like a good deal. It's still $5 a pack.
20.
So I got one. So I'll tell you how many bars I got. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bars.
10 bars for 10 bars. $2.70 a bar.
So, yes, the thing is.
That's cheap as chips.
Well it must have even been cheaper. 25. No, this makes sense. It's slightly more because there was one family block that I got that is not Cadbury.
But is that not the game?
And what so the game is, and why we need GB, is we are going to put our, you've got a beanie on.
I'm
going to put my beanie on. I'm going to cover my eyes. GB's going to, GB, can you wash your hands quickly? Yep. Because what he's going to do is he's going to hand us two squares each.
Yep.
And basically, you get to pick first what you think it is.
Great.
And then I'll pick what it is.
So, you're assuming that I'll know every one of these 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And I think that you need to describe first and say, okay, this is a, is it a milk? Is it a white chocolate?
Yeah.
All those different things. What the flavors.
So, you want flavor. You want the exact flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if I think it, because you're throwing a spanner in the works, which is one that isn't Cadbury, and I need to find it out of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right.
So, GB, can you go over to your spot? So, what we're going to do is put your cover your face now.
Right, hang on. Let's
pull. Stand by. It's happening for me too. Hang on.
All right.
So,
this is how I meditate sometimes. Right now, the visual is beanie just pulled over my eye line. I quite like it.
And so, what's going to happen is we're going to wait for I'm just going to make sure that I've got it on the right angle. Yeah, cool. So, GB, what's going to happen is you're going to give us the two bits.
Yeah.
We're going to then taste it. You're going to walk back to your spot And then we're going to, TJ's going to say his, I'm going to say mine. And then you're going to tell us whether we're right or wrong, what the answer actually is.
Yeah.
Okay. And so two bits each?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank okay. you.
You've got the slight advantage, Josh, because you bought it.
Same ones?
Yeah, that's why I want you to go first. Okay. Yeah, same ones.
First. Okay, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So we're doing the same.
I hate opening packets of stuff under pressure.
Oh, it's this like, is fucking annoying. You?
Oh, if Amy can't open a packet with like ripping it. See, she
without
likes to
ripping
open
it.
No, she likes to open it properly, mm-hmm. so the actual packet doesn't rip. It's ripping on the seam where it's meant to. Whereas I like to just bite it, rip it. I don't give a shit. Okay. I'll just get it open.
And so, TJ, I want to make sure that you
can't see. I'm not a rat.
So close your eyes as well.
I've closed my eyes.
And so we're going to both put our hands out.
Okay, one sec. Coming over.
I'm really hungry. Okay. Here we go. Here we
so, this is the first of 10.
It's quite disorientating, you know, putting, yeah. like closing your eyes, but still having to, okay, I'm feeling
thank
it.
Thank you. Okay. And got so, I've got it in my hand.
Okay, so just from, this is a, I'm throwing an extra one. So, we're going.
Feel?
Yeah, feel. I reckon this is just plain before I've had it. Hang on.
All right, ready?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to smell it. Mm. It smells like cookie. It's got a cookie, a biscuity smell. All right, I'm going to taste it. And describe what you're tasting.
I just crunched it and it's got wafer in the middle. Can you not eat like that on into the mic?
Sorry. Yeah, I know what it is.
All right, who's going to guess first?
It's a massive advantage, me buying them.
Of course.
Even though there's 10.
All right, let TJ
I don't think
it.
That's Cadbury.
Wow.
I don't think that's Cadbury. That doesn't taste like Cadbury to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what a crunchy bit inside, wafery bit inside is doing.
So I'll give you some, I reckon I know which one it is.
I reckon these are easy ones to start with.
Mm-hmm. So this one is a Oreo. Am I right?
He's got it.
Thank Oreo you. What though?
Cadbury.
Cadbury do Oreo?
Yep.
Never knew yep. that.
Okay.
Cadbury Dairy.
You only
Oreo.
Knew that. That does not taste like fucking Oreo at all. Okay. You only know that because you bought it.
But I bought 10, so it could have been one of 10 things. Okay,
yeah, but
so
I, you know.
Here we go. So, I've got my hand out. I'm waiting for GB.
I've lost. Black Forest, I reckon, thank before you. I've even tried it.
Yeah, here we go.
Nut. Fruit nut. Or at least nut. Haven't tasted fruit yet. No fruit yet. Where's mm-hmm. the fruit? Mm. I didn't get any fruit in this bit.
What do you think it is then?
There's nut, but I.
And so, if it's nut, what do you reckon?
Hazelnut.
I'm going to go with almond.
Oh, JJ's got it again. Roast almond. Well done.
I mean, yeah, I probably would have said hazelnut too if I didn't buy them.
All right, do you want another one?
Yeah.
Coming over.
I've got none. I came in so confident. All right, here we go.
This is big.
Oh.
I'm going to say marvelous creation straight away. Oh, hang on.
No,
I know what this is.
Snack.
Oh. Well.
Turkish delight. Hang on. It's good that you gave us two because imagine if it was snack and I only had one flavor.
Mm.
Hang on.
I've never had. What do you think it is?
It's TJ? Snack.
I'm only tasting Turkish delight.
Mm. No, I just had caramel. It's snack.
I'm going to say Turkish in, delight. Turkish delight.
Snack.
TJ, you've got it. It's snack.
Oh, well done.
I can't believe you got that.
Well, the only reason is I think I got Turkish delight the first flavor, but then I got a caramel for the second.
Snack is a silly one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What where are we at now?
All right, sorry.
That's the third. So I'm one of three. Josh, you're two for two. Two for three.
Opening another one.
Well, really,
it's hard to keep up.
What are you thinking so far, TJ?
Yeah, I like this
Do you
game.
Like the game? Yeah.
Yeah. It's it is lunch. Like, this is my lunch now. I can't eat any calories.
Thank you.
Later. Oh, so this is one piece.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm smelling it. It's mint. Mate, you've given me aero. What's going on here?
Hmm. What are you locking
What's
in?
What's aero?
So it's not aero.
Yeah. Mm. Or JB's being a fluffy. Prick. What do you think?
I've never had that. That's pepperminty, but like the aero-esque inside.
What are you locking in?
Peppermint.
Yeah, I having bought them.
Yeah.
I reckon it's aero.
It's aero?
He's
fuck,
got it.
I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the non-Cadbury.
Now, you know what? If you didn't say that, Josh, if you didn't say Ori's fucking with you, that's a dog act.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
You said Ori's fucking with you.
No, but I said it as in, no, he was saying.
No, but if you knew, yeah, you said, oh, buddy, if he's fucking with you, which is...
No, because he was like, Oreo. Off. He said, what's Oreo?
I didn't listen to that.
And I said, he's fucking with you because he's like pretending like Oreo.
You said, if you, okay, I'm sorry. You said Oreo.
Next time, we'll get a fucking producer to do this and I won't have to do it. Right, here we go.
That's marble. I don't like marble. Is it marble?
You've got it.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm shocked at how well you guys are going.
Doing this blindfolded is great because it made me realize how much I don't like marble. I'm actually not eating the other piece of that.
Marble is... you can't find my hand, can you?
It's going to be an easy one.
Marble's no good, guys.
Marble reminds me of a... what's it called?
Of detention.
No.
Shit.
No, marble reminds me of the shell chocolate.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Texture delight.
Yeah.
Easy one.
Oh, that is good. The gooey center. Wow. That is real good.
So is...
this is a fun game to play at home for how much? $27?
Yeah. If you want...
if you absolutely blow out.
And so, one thing that I would like to know, GB, once you're back at the mic, is what is the snack flavours when we had the snack before?
Can I guess? It's like Turkish Delight, there's caramel, there's pineapple, and there's mint maybe? Not mint, like a peppermint, gooey peppermint. Or strawberry, shit. Sorry, that is right.
How much chocolate do you eat, TJ? Because I literally just handed you those last two blocks, and straight away you said Black Forest without even...
Yeah, I'm feeling the underneath.
That's ridiculous.
It's impressive, though. What are you locking in, TJ?
This is Black Forest.
Black Forest.
It's not my proudest moment. When I was young...
Is this because of Amy? Amy smashes the...
She loves Black Forest. I ate some of this last night, so I'm not going to lie. But when I was young and used to... smoke marijuana, we used to go through the whole Cadbury range. And
really? So you used to play this game?
No, we used to get it and just eat.
How many are we up to here, GB? What's this?
I think there's two more.
There's two more after this. Okay, here we go. So these are bigger
big pieces. This is marvelous. This is marvelous.
Marvelous process.
That is so impressive.
I don't even need it.
You've got it.
Oh wow.
What, can you guess which marvelous it is?
That's a popping rock candy one.
Oh,
popping.
Yeah. Two more, guys.
It is one of my sort of favourites, which I don't actually buy, is the Marvelous Creations one. Wow. Right. Still popping.
I reckon
you've
probably gone through close to a block each already.
Can you hear the popping?
Do you like that feeling?
Yeah,
I do. I don't know if I do. Is this good audio? Or good video? Is this good for anyone?
No. Yeah.
Hi, thedailytalkshow.com. Is this good?
Yeah. Yeah. But this is Fat Fridays. This is what we do. We just indulge in the food we want on a Friday.
Here we go. All right. So.
Oh, that's plain. Just milk chocolate. Not a fan. I mean, milk chocolate is the base of all the ones we've had, but just by itself.
Really?
You're the vanilla guy.
Are you locking it in?
Yes, it's the milk chocolate one.
I don't think I bought milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate?
I am going to lock.
Have another guess, TJ, because you're very close.
Hazelnut.
What? No.
No.
Is this like when you wine taste and just everything tastes like wine?
Yeah, it just tastes synthetic now.
Think about it.
I can't.
All right, I'm happy for you to have a glass of water and then have another piece. Would you like to? Would you like to phone a friend? Would you like that privilege?
I'm trying to work it out. Hazelnut.
We can just have another piece. Do you need another piece?
Give me one more piece.
Okay.
It is funny. So, when you get drunk or if you've been in a place like Los Angeles where you're allowed to smoke marijuana and you've smoked marijuana and you've eaten so much chocolate, as soon as the chocolate hits your mouth, it just tastes like sugar.
Yeah, my face is stinging.
That's where I'm at right now and I've had no substance.
All right. All right, what are you thinking?
Okay.
Really, just describe the flavor. Deconstruct it.
It's milk chocolate, you dogs. You're trying to trick me.
No, I can tell you it's not.
Hazelnut? I don't know.
Are you noticing different levels of flavour?
No, because I just taste sugar.
It's a top deck, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
It's top deck.
That's interesting that I'm proud that I didn't get that because I fucking hate top deck. And if I got it.
All right, coming over with the last one, guys.
Okay, here we go.
No difference in that flavour. At this point, 9 deep. Now we're at 10. Is this 10? This is the 10th chocolate?
I guess so. Should be an easy one.
White chocolate.
Ooh.
Hang on. Caramel. I'm locking in caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. He's got it.
Wow. It is real. Well, when you cannot see. Oh, I can take him off.
Yeah.
When you cannot see the chocolate, it does mess with your head. Yeah. Marble, no good.
What was your favourite?
Probably the...
Run us through. What were they?
Turkish Delight. I'm not a huge fan of Turkish Delight in general.
We didn't get you down here to tell us.
Snack. Marble. Oreo. Aero Mint.
Aero was weird. Can I just say Aero didn't have the fluffiness that I expected?
I that's why I thought it could have been a Cadbury one.
Because it's a lighter. How many grams is it?
Plus, you got something dirty on your nose, too.
Glasses are dirty. Oh,
118.
118.
100, and what's a normal standard block?
Normal Cadbury is 180.
And so what's Aero?
118.
Yeah, because you're paying for air. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. And so what have we learned? And so my favourite out of all of them.
It is what you learn is if you don't do this if you were just wanting to enjoy chocolate at the flavour level. Because by the time you've had it all, you're over it. Mm-hmm. Your mouth, your taste buds have given up.
I'm going to say that I loved the marble.
Oh,
you can take that one home.
I don't know how you. I mean, it's pretty good that you could even tell the difference at that point.
Marble, definitely. Yeah, no, there's not top deck. Marble.
Oh, sorry, marble. Oh, that's disgusting.
Marble is like a shell.
Heath Davidson said that he didn't like the marble either.
Well, Heath's not right about everything.
Well, he's an Olympian, bitch.
Okay,
he knows a fair bit,
and so
Nah, yeah, so my favourite, I think, was the marvellous... Actually, I'm going to say what's on my mind. When I bit into the gooey Turkish Delight one, I liked that. I liked Marble's just what it did in my mouth.
Well, you like marble?
I love marble.
Yeah, it's back. You're back, yeah?
Yeah. I like hazelnut.
And so a hazelnut was good.
Yeah.
Like if you had to take home a block now, not thinking about Amy, what would you get?
The marvellous.
Marvellous?
Yeah, marvellous creations. And that Oreo one, what, dude? Well, show me the packet of that. Show me that. When did they bring out that? Yeah, that is a dud.
So Oreo looks like or tastes like that they've taken the biscuits that have fallen on the ground at the factory.
No, at the point, no, it tasted like it was a wafer inside of it.
Yeah.
Can you look? Is that wafer inside? Look.
Well, it's part of, I guess.
Can you have a look inside? Have a look inside.
It's part of the biscuit, yeah.
Can you throw that to me, that whole thing? Here we go. Thank you. Got me in the chest.
Yeah, it's just show us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's got like white chocolate inside of it.
Yeah. And so even the creamy stuff is hard.
Yeah.
How do we feel after that?
Good game, dude.
Did you enjoy it?
I don't feel sick because I actually have just had a piece of each. I've still got bits on my
Now I feel like I need something savoury.
Yeah, I know. You remember when you blew up because I brought something? I brought cereal, which was sweet,
but I
don't like cereal, and you were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I see how on this side, when you're not organizing it, how you can almost fall into blowing up. Because I could have blown up then, but I like the game.
Are we going to finish 10 open packets?
All right, before we go, it's been a short episode.
Mate, is that all we're doing for this show?
Just about. No, I just want to ask you, GB, how are you going with Hump Day Replay?
Loving it. So much fun.
Yeah.
Any learnings?
Yeah, plenty.
Name them.
Now's the time.
Well, it's a lot of pre-production and thinking and planning, and it's just stretching a different creative muscle, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's good fun. I'm learning heaps. I'm learning about how to talk to people. Still not very good, but, you know, we'll get
What's
there.
Been your favourite bit?
of the three episodes or
just of the whole process?
Probably, I mean, I like editing them. I like finding the funny bits and going through the archives, thinking of ways to link it back to the guest. And my favorite bit is probably just people listening.
He was looking at his stats this morning.
Was he? He's a young Josh Jansen.
Yeah, he was really getting into it. He's just trying to. They've got all social posts. I mean, you are. I feel like Hump Day Replay is getting better social content than the Daily Talk
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're putting more effort in.
But as Josh Jansen says, it's the IKEA effect.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, because it's yours.
You value it more. Yeah. You know?
It's exactly what happens. Definitely. With anything anyone ever does. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying for us because the IKEA effect, we think this is the best thing ever.
Well, I think it's just time as well. Like, you guys are doing 7 episodes a week. It's hard to spend 2 hours editing a snippet.
Sure.
Well, if you're doing one show a week, there should be at least 4 solid, not for you because you're helping with the other shit, but if we just had one show... Mm-hmm.
You'd want to do a lot.
I would hold a much higher standard to the amount we put out.
It'd be very stressful, though, because you'd be working out what you're doing and...
Yeah, and then you don't have any new content.
So, what's some other Fat Fridays? So, in a week's time,
George will have it all sorted.
But it's episode 800. Oh. Is that right? So, it's...
Yeah, next Friday.
93, yeah. 94, yeah, 95. Yeah, yeah. And so, what are we going to do?
Jeez, that has crept up.
It has. What we were talking about doing, like Jess had been... Talking about caravans, she'd been talking about drive-ins, a lot of ideas.
Lots of stuff that required the state not being locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I wonder if by next Friday we'll be in total lockdown.
It's a bit of an anticlimax, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think we could do something good for Fat Fridays. What is it? Like, is it doing a look back, nostalgic? Like, I wonder, 800, what does 800 mean? Like what's some, let's come up with some ideas.
Right now?
Yeah.
You want ideas right now? We could try 800 different different meals.
What about 800 calories each?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's all you get.
I feel like it's not my, I just had 4,000. Now, what about, I would love for us to
microwave food for 800 seconds.
That's good. That's good.
I heard someone today talking about 3-ingredient recipes, 8-ingredient recipes.
What about 800 grams of mincemeat?
Oh. What about 800? We have to weigh. That's really boring. Just weighing your food. You can only have 800 grams of anything that
that's
we
a
have.
Lot, though. Yeah. 800 grams of Froyo?
Maybe we. Oh, yeah, that'd be expensive.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Oh, 800 gram steak.
Oh.
That's a lot.
I haven't had a steak in so long, dude.
Man, like, I look tired from closing my eyes.
I haven't been to a restaurant and had a steak in forever.
Is Hog's Breath open at the moment?
Nothing's open. Is it? No cafe, no restaurants in Melbourne.
Deliver, like, could we get a steak delivered?
Yeah, I'm sure we could get a steak delivered.
Yeah, I mean, for the guy who
what
doesn't
about
want
we
to spend
eight,
any more.
Spend $800.
Yeah,
I'm going to shut that down.
Can we get $800
worth of free food?
Of free food.
Oh, that's
a great
idea.
That's what you guys have to do. Because it's not my problem anymore. I've organized too many Fat Fridays and we got producers.
So the biggest sponsored. It's almost. Okay.
I want $800 worth of food in here for episode 800. Okay. And it's the challenge that. You guys, as the producers who have been set the task of get it for free, you work it out. If you have to dip into your own funds, don't tell me about it.
But then Paris said absolutely not.
What?
She said producers never pay for food. The talent's always richer. That was the advice from Paris.
Welcome to 2020. This is a podcast.
Yeah.
You guys
she works for
well, your talent now, aren't you? Are you buying everyone coffees as you walk in?
I probably should, actually. That's a good idea. Probably should be doing that.
And so... No, I like that idea.
$800 worth of food. Consult with producer Jess Mesa, Mr. 97,
and we can have all of their logos on the screen and stuff. So whoever does provide food, I don't want to say any names, but maybe I will be checking the temperature in the room.
Yeah, I like that.
Kath.
Yeah.
Hey.
Love so it. How, do you reckon chippies? $800 is a lot of food?
Yeah, yeah, that's the point, bro.
How many people are there? Five.
Five. And then we have partners. We've all got partners.
Oh, yeah.
Jess lives with her sister. Mason lives with his whole family. Mm-hmm. So they can take food. Like, we can take food. It's not about... I just want to see a spread.
So, what could it look like? So, you could spend $100 on...
Mate, you could spend $100 and get just like...
We should have an alcohol
five,
budget.
Six burgers.
Oh, yeah. You could do expensive alcohol.
Okay, $500 of it can be alcohol. I said that and I thought, that's crazy. I even thought that's ridiculous. How fucking crazy that was.
Man, maybe like...
Sometimes you need to say
truffle, stuff with truffle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could go real expensive. You could get something that's like $400 and it's just one item.
Is it a little small. Bit... Is it... Not to shut it down, but is a little bit distasteful at the moment with like everyone struggling and shit fucking counting their cat. I guess we're getting it for
Absolutely
free.
Absolutely not. We're getting it for free and then we're going to pass it on. It will feed my... Mate, George is earning more money than
us. I feel like you've just added the passing on bit though. Like, oh, we'll pass it around.
No, pass it on to... As in, I'm the tight ass that's going to take a heap home and feed my family for a few weeks. And George has housemates.
What about something? What about if we could get a food delivery? Where I'd feel better about it is if we can get a food delivery company on board.
Yeah,
and then we're getting all local places from there. But the food delivery company is footing the bill because I just don't feel good about fucking the little pizza shop around the corner.
No. I mean,
giving us
it's multiple
free...
places.
Yeah, but I reckon. Yeah. What do you think? If we can get one delivery.
Yeah, but we also have a lot of people who watch this show and listen to this show.
Or maybe
so
we could
like
get.
You're just an arsehole walkie and saying, I want free food and you're getting nothing.
Because we have influence, you're saying?
Maybe. I don't know. That's how we snag George with that.
With our influence. Put the logo
on the screen. I like that. You could get
a delivery partner.
Yeah, and then.
And so, if we are all in lockdown, it means that maybe we're getting different things delivered.
Yeah.
We'll
face that. I mean, that's, you know what? To be honest, we've given them the idea. This is what the producers need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have to deal with. What happens if we're in lockdown?
No, I agree. So, any feedback? How are you feeling working upstairs?
I love it. It's great. It's so much fun being up there.
Just have you got stuff for weekend banter for tomorrow and Sunday?
I got time to think, don't I?
What do you think? Well, like, what are you going to bring? Because you're not in the show Monday to Friday now. This is a bit of an exception. Thank you for the Cadbury work.
That's okay.
Have you thought about how you can really make weekend banter? You know,
got an idea.
You got an idea?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Does it require anything from us?
Nah, not right now.
Okay.
It might be more of it. Yeah. Potentially, it could be something to talk about on Sunday.
Oof.
That's what I'm feeling.
It's exciting.
So,
how did Nan feel about being on the Hump Day replay?
I got to send it to her. But I think I've started having actually like my cousins and stuff following.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
The Instagram account because they're
the ones that got dressed up for the family reunion.
Different ones. But because I sent the snippet to Dad, and I guess he sent it around to everyone. So now,
great.
You know, I got like 3 new followers yesterday.
Mate,
oh, that's
cousin,
great.
Auntie.
Congratulations. Great. That's huge.
Fucking, that's real good.
All right. If you've got any ideas from a food perspective, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Or if you have a food business or want to get involved,
you know what's required of you.
Yeah. And we love you.
Great. All right. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Send us an email. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.